Anyway, we're coming to you pre-recorded, but you're hearing this live, of course, from the traditional and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nation peoples. And yeah, sorry about the pause. Life is complicated, as is summer break, sort of. Not really.
Hold on, because it is the week of June the 5th. Our last episode was like almost 2 months ago, but whoops. Anyways, it is the week.
We keep it pushing.
It's the week of June the 5th because I'm going to start saying that instead of the date because we're recording this on a different day. Well, and
it's June the 8th.
Concerned. Yes. Today is Thursday, June 8th. Last week, there's a lot. I mean, the last like 6 weeks, there's been a lot of drops. Maybe we should quickly round up like some of our favorites. I know that we will play All My Life later by Lil Durk and J. Cole. Jonas Brothers album, I've really been enjoying. There was a Jack Harlow tape that I was thoroughly impressed with, or not thoroughly, but I was impressed with. He was low-key better than I've heard him in a long time. What else? There was the new Weekend track. There's been a lot of reggaeton that I've been liking, but we'll keep that off this show.
There's a new Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
That's that what new... all I'm aware with in reggaeton.
That's what I mean. There's the new Bad Bunny song, which is really cool. That hilarious Jason Derulo song that...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll show you after this. But what we had last week, what we're going to talk about is the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse soundtrack. Produced by the one and only Metro Boomin. I really like that they gave Metro Boomin the keys to this car because this is a really big film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a really... This and Oppenheimer and Barbie are, like, really big, important films that are coming out this summer. And I really like that they handed Metro Boomin the keys because I think hip-hop is kind of in a place where it doesn't really know where to go. I think a lot of people think the beats all sound the same. And, like, it feels kind of stuck. The same people are the ones kind of pulling it through. And I like the fact that a major, major studio, film studio, gave a hip-hop producer the keys to this. Now, obviously, Metro Boomin is the hip-hop producer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a case for him being the best ever at this point, I think.
No, there isn't.
You think Dre is better?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the influence.
Any big song from any big hip-hop song.
I don't know, bro. Metro Boomin makes some awesome songs.
From about 1988 into the 2000s, and it's Dr. Dre, man.
Yeah, but you're going to say the same thing about Metro Boomin in 10 years.
Okay, then maybe in 10 years he's the GOAT, but like you got to have longevity, dude.
Oh, Metro Boomin definitely will. I think this is proof. We actually give Metro Boomin a lot of love. Absolutely. I have no problem. I could give Metro Boomin love every day of the week.
Pause. But anyway, so are we going to get into this or are we going to go?
Yeah,
and,
I was going to say.
Going to talk about some of the stuff we've been listening to in the
interim. Let's talk about this because this is, I think this is really important. One, for hip hop. And two, it's just a dope. It's a dope track. Metro does. I mean, and again, one of the reasons I think they gave Metro the keys to this is because the last soundtrack had a lot of people Metro Boomin had worked with on it. Metro might even be on it. I can't remember. But I mean, I like that this is the combination of people Metro would work with and just people who fit the vibe. There's a ton of like reggaeton, reggae at the bottom of this record. Mm-hmm. But I think that overall the performances on this record are really good. I was impressed with a lot of people. We'll get into that, but that's I've been talking for a while. I'll let you eat your cake for a second.
So my big thing, my big takeaway with this album, and not every song on this album is produced by Metro. Silk and Cologne with 8 and Offset is produced by a couple different people, and Danger with Offset and JID is produced by Honorable C-Note. So it's not a strictly Metro Boomin thing, but I think the big thing that I liked about this album is that wasn't a complaint about Heroes and Villains, his last album, which we talked about on this show, was that an issue, a concern, like a grow, like a concern I had about like the longevity of him is that I felt like a lot of the production on that album was pretty safe and pretty standard, and like it was all very well done, but it just felt like I'd heard him done that before, and it was all kind of similar. And he was operating a very similar vein with a lot of the same artists that he had worked with a bajillion times before. But with this, there's way more diversity, I think. There's no song on Heroes and Villains that, for example, is doing anything that, like, Hummingbird does, where it's a completely different vibe, and James Blake is singing his tail off on that song. And
dude, that overall, is a fantastic point. I'm just gonna say mm-hmm. that just quickly. Yeah. Like,
and overall, I think there's just way more versatility shown on this record, absolutely. Which I really like to see, because that was something that I didn't think was at all present really on Heroes and Villains, despite the fact that I love that album. I think it was pretty safe sonically, and this takes more risks and is a little more adventurous. So that's my spiel about the general nature of it.
And one of the, you and I, when this came out, I was like, oh, dude, you really need to listen to this. We had a conversation the night it came out. And I was like, dude, front to back, this is like a really cool album. Like, I like this album more than Heroes and Villains, which you were like, oh, that's a hot take. But the more I listen to it, I'm going to have to like cement that opinion, because I just think it's so cool. Like you said, all the sounds he makes, or all the sounds, all the variation he has in his beats, like Link Up, that's like a dance beat. I don't know if I've ever heard Metro make a beat like that. Mm-hmm. Nonviolent Communication, the outro of Hummingbird is so dope.
Yeah,
All the Way Live, bro, that might be my favorite Metro beat of all time. Like, that is, it just sounds so climactic. It sounds so grandiose. It's like he really stepped his game up for this film. I guess we can really get into it. The first track, like, there's something I kind of want to say about every track, but maybe we should just talk about the stuff we like.
I don't think I have something to say about every single song, but I've got a few. So, but yeah, we can start with Annihilate. Hear Swae Lee back in form.
Yeah, bro.
Because Lean's Gone Cold was scaring me. But he's back on a Spider-Man album, and when he's doing songs for Into the Spider-Verse, clearly that's just the only place you should have Swae Lee these days. But he's singing, he's on the hook. I like his little ad libs. And Lil Wayne is really fun on that song on Annihilate.
Oh, I think Lil Wayne is so good, bro.
Where he just tries to say the word spider as many times as he possibly can. Make as many spider references as he can.
And dude, Lil Wayne is so good. I think Offset's actually on that, but
he is.
One thing that you and I were talking about was the people who really impressed us. And with that, I think we should mention people who I thought were maybe, because I thought that everyone here really tried really hard on this record. Like, I think like this is the best Nav verse I've heard in possibly 6 or 7 years, bro. Like, or I've just enjoyed it the most. I think it's because like this is a major movie. Mm-hmm. But I think Offset is not one of those people.
No, I don't. I think
I thought he was kind of bottom of the back of the pack on the record, which is not usually the case. Like, Offset is usually really good.
Yeah.
At least I think so.
Yeah, he is. I think typically.
Like, for what he has to do, I'm never mm-hmm. like, ooh, that's not a, like, that's a, but maybe, so I don't think Offset was great on this record. And
for example, on the song Danger with JID, on that song, Offset really pushes the limits of the Migos flow. And I say that not like he's experimenting with the flow, he's getting creative with the flow. He doesn't do any of that. He's pushing the limits of the Migos flow in that he is providing like no energy really or anything super interesting. He's just seeing how much can this flow carry my performance if I'm not going to bring that much. It's a bit scathing. It's mediocre. But I think he's just kind of like, but it's just like the only thing that makes that verse that fun to listen to is the flow. And then JID comes in and just bodies him.
Yeah, I was very impressed by JID. As someone who's not really into hip hop, and I only really listen to like the big hip hop releases, so therefore I haven't listened to, is it the Forever Story?
Yes.
But he was so good. Like, I'm going to have to go and listen to the Forever Story, JID. I was that.
Yeah.
I thought Jaddy was that good. Like, he is, that is an awesome verse. Another person that I want to quickly mention, because, like, besides their song, I didn't think, like, I doubt we'll talk to him, but I thought Coyle Ray was actually really good.
Yeah, I, the Coyle Ray song, Self Love, off this album is the, I think the song I've listened to the most. It's been stuck in my head, like, all day.
Wow.
And okay. I was really, when I saw that she was on this track list, I was really curious to hear her, because her two biggest...
I was a bit concerned, man.
I was curious, because if Metro's bringing her in, obviously... True.
Metro don't make bad decisions.
Yeah, he's not going to, like, do something silly with her. He's not going to do what David Guetta did on, what is that song? Where, because, so Coyle Ray's two biggest...
You don't need any David Guetta slander.
Coyle Ray's two biggest songs, both... Their main appeal is pretty much just
the production,
entirely from the very generous samples that songs use from more popular and better
songs.
It's like
songs. Old school Lil Pump, bro.
So
yes, it's like that, like she is the definition of carried by the beat, is what I meant by that.
I mean,
like, I really like
she's
Players,
really
bro.
Carried. I don't know,
like,
if she
really,
really carried
like
on Players.
Okay, that's fair. But like why I really like that song is because of the sample, right?
Yeah.
But then, even though we're like kind of digging her a grave right now.
And then she's got Baby Don't Hurt Me with David Guetta and who's the other person?
Oh my God.
Anne Marie. And I haven't even heard
that,
song
in full.
Is
that a What Is Love?
Because it's a What Is Love thing.
Oh.
Where you click it, and I've only listened to about 10 seconds of the song because I hear the What Is Love instrumental playing, and I'm like, oh no, this is not gonna be good.
Hey, but let's play that right now. Oh
no,
wait, we
we're
can't.
We're not doing that. But Self Love, where she's just doing her own thing, in her own, like, in it, like, just in a properly constructed song that's like unique and original, and she gets to,
yeah.
We just sort of have her own, like, shoulder space, I guess. I don't really know what I'm trying to say.
She's on a
non-gimmicky song here.
Exactly. And I liked what
she
did.
And she sounds,
like,
great.
Yeah, it was like her own. It was something I mean, maybe it's because I don't listen to Coyle Ray, but I've never been given reason to prior to this. Like, this was like almost her own style. It was interesting. I'd never heard Coyle Ray like that. That is a really good song. Shout out to Coyle Ray. But we'll go back to the, I think we should talk about the two James Blake tracks, because both of those are low-key mind-blowing. Yeah, I'll let you talk about Hummingbird.
He's singing his tail off, dude. It, like you said about the beat, it's pretty unique stuff going on at the intro and the end of the song with the instrumental. And just, I like how throughout the song, like on the verses, he's like halfway through his line, he's kind of changing his inflection on the words.
Yeah.
And
super dope.
Which is that's a unique way to sing, and I like that. And just on the chorus, he's just giving it all, man. That's really all there is to say. He's just cooking.
Yeah, it's a super unique, it's like a very like upbeat trap pop song that I've never, like, something like the sound I've never heard Metro do, and it's still a vibe, man. It's still super dope. The other James Blake song is like the complete opposite. It's like almost a ballad.
Nonviolent communication.
Yeah, Nonviolent Communication with A$AP Rocky. Oh, that's one more person who I was really impressed with. I thought all of A$AP Rocky's verses were really good. And the reason I say impressed is because I haven't heard anything from A$AP Rocky in so long. Like, was Testing his last record, man?
It was.
Oh my God.
And that's
like, 2018. Like he's great. Like, when he, like, Testing is so good, but I forgot how good he was. And A$AP Rocky was, I thought he was better than 21 Savage on this song.
Yeah, I think I agree. He's sounding great on the whole thing. 21's just kind of there.
Like, I feel like A$AP Rocky did a better way adapting his sound to the sound of the song, but 21, they kind of switched it up. So it was just like what he usually sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 21's just kind of here on this album, which is,
yeah, no, he's fine. Good in the other track, which I guess we can talk about. Given Up, which has such a dope soundbite that honorable C note just slams his tag into the middle, which is so dope. I'm pretty sure it's Oscar Isaac. The Oscar Isaac, like throughout the album, one thing I guess we need to mention is like throughout the album, Metro kind of tells like this, like Metro kind of tells this, I think the story in the way he wants to with the sound bites, because they're not in, they don't actually tell the story of the film, but they actually do kind of tell the story. And I think it's his use of the sound bites, like when you listen to the album talk, like they sound cool and they make the songs cooler, like Oscar Isaac talking about like hating what he does but knowing he has to do it. Like they progress, like they get cooler throughout the album. Like there's like an actual narrative going on with those. And I feel like it really makes the album much more cohesive, at least for me when I listen front to back. And I'm like trying to piece what is going on with them. Like you can actually piece together the narrative he wants with these. And Giving Up kind of, I think, is the climax of that with the really cool Oscar Isaac monologue in the beginning. That's another thing I really liked about this album is how cohesive it felt. It really felt like he was telling a story with the vibe of the album, the roller coaster vibe, like how he took it, and then with the sound bites. I was very impressed with that. I thought it was so cool. I hate saying impressed, but I just really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I kind of haven't really gotten a lot of narrative or context from the sound bites. Like, it makes sense that they're there. I'm not surprised that they're there. They do add stuff. I really like the sound bite at the end of Self Love.
Which one is that?
In every other universe,
Oh
Gwen
yeah, that shit
Stacy
is
falls for
crazy. That shit gives
Spider-Man.
me anxiety, bruh. Whoa.
And in every other universe, it doesn't end well.
Like, but that makes sense with
Yeah, it fits
like,
within
but
the song.
the song before that has like another really is like I wish I could explain this to you. I mean, this might just all be in my head.
It's probably not. You're probably just following it better than I am.
Yeah, I really enjoyed all that, but I also think Given Up, we always say this. I feel like we say this so much. I feel like Don Toliver was awesome. Don Toliver was great on this record. I love how
Wasn't
he's chipped in.
enthralled.
I thought he was really good. I thought that he was the best on all the songs he was on. I really like Link Up though, so that kind of distorts my perception. But again, I think that what Don Toliver does on this record is so much better than his actual personal release.
Yeah, I texted this to you like immediately before we got on the call.
Yeah, you
He he's
did.
a he's a voice, he's not a mind. And I think that's just what it is with him. Give him
But he's so good,
direction
man.
and he can sing his tail off.
But it's the
But
melodies too, man.
yeah, but that's like helped by the instrumental and stuff. And there's other people like directing him too. And I mean, obviously you're never just working purely alone on something, but he doesn't have, but like, he's not the primary creative mind for this operation.
True.
And I said this, I think I said this when we talked about the album, but just he's just not someone who, like, when they're the primary creative mind, I don't think it's, doesn't seem to be fireworks.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot, and it's because but it's because he does for me, it's because he shows up and does stuff like this. And
Yeah,
so I
his voice,
expect
because
stuff like this on his records, but they're not, and his records aren't like brutal. They're not like so much worse than this that it's like, oh my God, what's going on? Which is maybe the way we're making it sound.
it's just
But it
disappointing.
just doesn't hit like these do. It feels like they're a notch below. Yes, you're right. Disappointing is the best.
Anyway, and with that, it's been about 20 minutes on this. Do we want to keep it
Yeah.
going or do we want to play a song?
No, we gotta play a song. We'll play a song.
All right, well, here is from Metro Boomin Presents Spider-Man. Is it Across the Spider-Verse?
Yes, sir. I think so.
Yeah,
Across the
we have.
Spider-Verse.
All right, we have Hummingbird by Metro Boomin and James Blake. Enjoy.
Metro! Villa Metro on Abbey.
Coming back, summer sun, has it brought my life back? Hanging in the balance, have you brought the light back? Pen pal on the night shift, she's who I get away with. Realizing she might be all I need in this life. When I saw a cold snap, I wasn't with the season. Tag was on. Pushing back on you like eventually you push through the moment that you realize I'm humming back. I know that's our time.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
And we back?
Oh, I'm actually... Oh.
What?
I was going to say, I'm actually listening to it, but...
Oh. Well, I'm going to edit it in. We don't actually have to hear it.
Let's transition. Have you given it a... let's transition to maybe stuff we've talked about or stuff we've listened to this summer. I mean, I know that we were going to mention Popular. I think we kind of need to, because we did mention Double Fantasy. And not going to lie, like we talked about how Search and Rescue, the first listen, was the best, and it dipped pretty quickly. I felt the same with Double Fantasy. And The Weeknd is usually someone who I don't feel like that. Like, I can listen to a Weeknd single for months and I'll still enjoy it the same. But Double Fantasy, I wasn't enjoying it as much as I listened to it more.
I still really like Double Fantasy.
I still do, but I've noticed that, and that usually never happens with me for The Weeknd. With that being said, I think this is a way better song. Personally, I just really enjoy this song much, much more.
Double Fantasy is not like a very complete song. I feel like there's a lot of empty space on that track. Popular, that isn't the case. It's a fully filled out song for sure.
Yeah. I think Playboi Carti is great. I think he really adds to the song, and he's not like vamping out. He sounds like Cash Carti. So that's something I was pleasantly surprised with, how much I was going to enjoy Playboi Carti. Madonna's fine. She doesn't make the song any worse. So
he's just harmonizing, really.
Yeah. But I think that's something that's worth discussing. What about you? What have you been listening to?
I like Cowbell in that instrumental. What have I been... Honestly, man,
what did
I've
you just
been
say?
Listening. I said hella Cowbell in that instrumental. The first place my mind went to when I heard that song was the SNL skit. More Cowbell.
Man, I don't remember a cowbell.
Isn't that like the main thing throughout the song? Like isn't that a cowbell? Like a muffled cowbell?
One that doesn't
reverberate. One that doesn't reverberate a lot. Yeah. Anyway.
I think you're right. Go to your man.
Hey, what have I been listening to? Not too
much. You said honestly man, what?
I've not been listening to a ton of music lately. Kind of a music detox.
Damn, I could never, man.
Been listening to a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
But I have really been enjoying...
Oh, I guess we can't talk about podcasts.
Shout out to Through the Wire, great basketball podcast. Shout out to Dear Hank and John with Hank and John Green. Get well soon, Hank.
What do those... Never mind.
Anyway,
we're not going
to... Dynamic Banter. Shout out to the podcasts I listen to.
Shout out to Diary of the CEO, man. I love that guy, dude.
I've been listening to a lot of Fast Car by Luke Combs. His cover of
Tracy Chapman, maybe.
Of Tracy Chapman's 1988 song.
Classic, man.
Which...
Like we said, that song, you can't do that song wrong. Like, there's so many covers of that song, and I even like the Jonas Blue one.
Yes, I really like Luke Combs's take on it. I feel like there's high energy throughout it. His voice singing great. The song is catchy as heck.
What else from Luke Combs have you liked?
Well, in general, yeah.
Have you dipped your toes into some Luke Combs fully now because of this?
No, I do like The Kind of Love We Make. That is a nice song. As is Love You Anyway. He's got a lot of nice songs.
All right, there we go.
What's that? There's a song from like his debut album. What's the exact name of the song? Beer Never Broke My Heart. that's a banger of a track. Talking about
Luke Long Combs Neck streams insanely well.
Long Neck, Ice Cold Beer, Never Broke My Heart.
Vibes. Luke Combs is
that man. Yeah, exactly. Relatable. You can't say that, Hugh.
No, I can't. I'm a beer-free man, but
I like beer.
But I understand the
But it's not. No, that song hasn't really prompted me to dive into Luke Combs. Maybe I should, because I do think he's a respectable man.
I will say though, I've never met anyone who's gone into the country hole and never came out. So,
what you think? I'm just gonna abandon all my other music tastes. I'm gonna burn my Kendrick records.
Hey, Kendrick.
Yeah.
I mean, Kendrick isn't anything, man.
Kendrick doesn't
really understand American life. Anyways, shout out the Hillbillies.
Hillbillies. New Kendrick Lamar song, really kind of burying the lead here for me.
Oh, what about that other Kendrick song? The one with Beyonce. That one was tough.
Oh. America. Well, that's not really. It's just a remix of a song that's already been out.
Ain't you been listening to it? Haven't you been listening to it?
Not a ton.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe
I kind of can't keep up with his verse. He's kind of going too fast. and I haven't cared.
Comes out, and the truth goes, but he still loves it.
And I haven't cared enough to really like dive all the way into it, but it's cool. It's there. I want to talk about the Hillbillies though, which is Kendrick Lamar and his cousin Baby Keem, who's a rapper in his own right. And Two-phone Baby Keem. He says that about 5 times on the song, and they're just being silly and goofy together, and it's fun to listen to. And like the instrumental is strange, but it's head bopping at the same time. It's a weird song, but I dig it. Also, what's exciting, too, is that in the music video, Tyler, the Creator, shows up. And
shout out that man.
That has to mean something, right? You think?
I don't know, dude. I'm not going to lie. I never watch music videos, except for Yeet's music videos, because those are hilarious. But
You didn't watch the music video to Hillbillies?
No.
Oh, well, it came out on YouTube before it came out on streaming.
What?
Wow. Fake friend. I said that to you. You didn't even put your ear to it once.
No. I listened to like, I think I got to like 2 minutes and 30 seconds and I got a phone call from someone and like that person arrived at my house. So then I like wasn't good. So then I had to stop listening to the song and I just never got back to it.
Oh, well, that's fine. It's silly and it's fun. And Baby Keem just brings the goofy side out of Kendrick. Yeah, like on Range Brothers.
I love that.
On Range Brothers, at the end of Range Brothers, he's the top of the morning thing is him being weird. And
song is so hard.
N95 off of Mr. Morale. Baby Keem produces that song, and it's pretty. It's also kind of a little weird, eccentric cut. Family Ties, we got the, you know, amazing brother, pop off only on occasions brother sort of thing that he does in there too. So I love them collaborating. And
what's your favorite one then?
Oh, it's probably Family Ties or Savior. Really? I don't really feel like is that much of a Baby Keem song. He just kind of does the hook. But
bro, you told me that you couldn't stop listening to Family Ties when it came out.
No, I couldn't.
That song is so good. I'm not gonna lie.
For that exact reason. That song's phenomenal. But anyway, you can say, sorry, say your point, say your point.
Oh no, I was just gonna tell a story about Family Ties.
Okay.
But keep going. What else do you listen to? No, we'll say that.
What else have I listened to?
Or should I start talking?
Oh, you want, okay. You know what? I was
on here less listening. Summertime.
I was listening to my Spotify radio DJ, and it played for me this song from like the 70s from the Marshall Tucker Band called Heard It in a Love Song. And the piano solo on that song and the flute's going too, and I'm like, this is dope. So,
oh good.
Shout out to specifically the pianist in the Marshall Tucker Band, because you, my friend, go absolutely crazy on that song.
Okay. Listen, I am not listening to anything. Dude, okay. So, I've been bumping my playlist less summertime. You know, that's... And I've totally switched up what I've been listening to because it's summertime. I'm not listening to any 70s or any of that. I've been listening to a lot of Flume, a lot of 1975, a lot of K-Tronada. Obviously, I love...
Did you listen to K-Tramine?
Yes, I did not like K-Tramine.
You didn't like it?
I did not like... I actually really did not like K-Tramine. Oh. I was disappointed in K-Tramine. I actually sat down and listened to it. Well, there was one song where I was like, this is tough. But other than that, I wasn't railed. But I was thrilled by the Jonas Brothers album. I thought that album was so good. I have been bumping the Jonas Brothers album, which is hilarious. I somehow disliked K-Tronada and Amine, but I've been loving the Jonas Brothers. Kind of concerns me.
Bro is just a shill for the top 40.
None of this stuff is getting top 40. Listen to this stuff. I've also been listening to a lot of Skrillex, but like Skrillex when he's like not doing dubstep. So like a lot of Jack U and like his new record, which is kind of pop. And I've been listening to a lot of like kind of dance house music, a lot of Porter Robin, a lot of Cashmere Cat, a lot of Jimmy Stack, man, a lot of Honestly Nevermind.
It's his return.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know.
Well, it never left. It never left.
I've been listening to a lot of like. Oh, I wanted to mention that Dominic Fike song that's on. Oh, dude, that Dominic Fike song. So I guess we should mention this. There's a like the second half of this Metro Boomin is like of the Metro Boomin soundtrack is not him. And there's a Dominic Fike song that is so good, bro. It's like probably my favorite song on the album and probably my favorite Dom Fike song I've heard in a long time. And I love Dom Fike.
I only listened to it once and that was about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's the last thing
on Spotify. That was about 8:10 p.m. and it's 10:44 right now.
It's the last thing on your Spotify.
It was neat, though.
Exposed, man. Exposed.
Well, I didn't listen to the second disc. Yeah. I was like, oh, there's just
I wish more. I could link that's my cool. playlist because I've been loving my summer, less summertime.
Less summertime?
I feel like it's a really good. Oh, and then all there's like a ton.
No, it is a good song. It's fun. It's bouncy. I was like listening to it and I was on Twitter and whatever.
Uh oh.
Alex uses Twitter still.
Yeah, what?
Hashtag expose. Hashtag
Twitter's dead, man.
I love Elon. No, I don't.
What?
Anyway. I don't have respect for Elon Musk. Anyway, I was on Twitter though.
Let's not go down that road. let's stay on the music road.
Okay.
All right, we gotta play another song.
All right. What song are we playing?
Oh, am I picking what song we're playing? Oh, do we low-key gotta play? I feel like we should play popular.
Okay. Yeah. Cash Cardi.
I wanna play popular.
All right.
Okay. Let's get Cash Cardi on the radio.
Alrighty.
Let's get Playboi Carti coming through. Let's get Playboi Carti coming through. I tried to say whatever the FM was, but I forgot.
101.9?
Yes, 101.9.
Anyway, 101. Here's Popular. Here's Popular by The Weeknd with Playboi Carti and Madonna from The Idol Volume 1.
I've seen the devil down sunset, in every place, in every face.
Yeah. Yeah. think she don't want the limelight. But if you knew it, she lives a lie. She calls her paparazzi, then she acts surprised. Oh, oh, I know what she needs. She just got the fame, I know what she thinks. Giving little tears, running back to me. Put it in the face, pray it's all to keep. Ooh, ooh, every night. She breaks to the sky, flashing lights. It's all she ever wants is begging on her knees to be popular. That's her dream to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular. Popular, just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Never be free cause she popular.
Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me.
I know that you see me. Time's gone by. Spend my whole life running from your flashing lights. Try to own it, but I'm alright. You can't take my soul without a fight.
Oh, 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 oh. I know what she needs. Oh, she just wants the fame. I know what she thinks. Oh, give a little taste, running back to me. Put it in the face, pay yourself to keep. Ooh, ooh, every night,
every night.
She prays to the sky, flashing lights. It's all she ever wants is begging on her knees to be popular. That's her dream to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular.
Popular,
just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Be free cause she popular.
Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Money on top of me, money on top of her. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Eat me and money and we keeping it. I'm getting cash and I'm keeping it. Money on top of me, money on top of her.
Shawty for me cause you know I'm popular. Popular, born to be popular. She ain't got 20 mil but she run it up. She can never be broke cause she popular. Turn that webcam off for the followers. Faking on her knees to be popular. That's her dream to be popular. Kill anyone to be popular. Sell her soul to be popular.
Popular,
just to be popular. Everybody scream cause she popular. She mainstream cause she popular. Never be free cause she popular.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, BAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Hi, this is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
And we back, and we back, and
we back.
Damn. All right. So I'm thinking, play it safe for time. I'm thinking we got maybe about 7 or 8 more minutes.
Sure, sure.
On the docket here.
I'm thinking we talk about
What?
I want to talk about this Spotify DJ, bro.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I accidentally clicked it on my laptop and he started playing. Scared the crap out of me. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, my Spotify DJ has been pretty bad.
Yeah, like, it's not
like for great. Spotify's like probably Spotify's most like out on a limb thing they've done. Like, I didn't really like, let's see what this guy's gonna play.
All right, so basically the way I feel about the radio DJ as we let Hugh experiment because dead air is bad, it doesn't do anything too like, it's basically just doing what Spotify always does, which is come up with song suggestions for people to listen to, and it just has a little voice ringing it in every time and does about 5 songs of a certain area, like, ooh, this is what you were really listening to 3 years ago.
No, I know
ago,
people so know what it is, bro. But like, how
okay, well, I'm just
it?
Explaining.
How do you feel?
But I think it does a terrible job of even doing that, though, because it'll say, like, this is something that you were bumping 5 years ago or whatever. And then it just plays a bunch of Pusha T songs. And with all okay, due respect to King
no,
Push.
No wonder you hate Drake, man.
With all due respect to King Push and Pusha T, I was not listening to Pusha T 5 years ago. I've never really listened to Pusha T like that. Why did it think to do that? If it wanted to play me some Pusha T, like, that makes sense based off what I listened to. It would think that I like him. But it doesn't fit that title. That wasn't what I was expecting to hear when it branded it as, this is what you're listening to all those years ago.
Like, I also think, like, it's worth mentioning that, like, why we're talking about this is because, like, this is Spotify's first implementation of AI. Like, as
well,
far
yeah,
as I know.
I mean, it's not really...
And it's, like, worse than their normal algorithm, man. Like, I just clicked it, and it's playing me Martin and Gina by Bolo G, which is a song I can't tell you I've heard.
Heard it maybe twice.
Hold on. Okay, let's...
You've heard it before. It's a popular song.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, it just doesn't...
Dancing in the middle of... Oh, yeah, this song is tough. Okay.
It just doesn't really give... the best suggestions all the time, but you know what, sometimes though it plays you Heard It in a Love Song by the Marshall Tucker Band, and it's all worth it. So
it's playing me White Iverson right now.
Yeah, I do like it though, I think, because sometimes I don't want to choose a song, which I guess is what the actual radio is for. But
oh, it just played me something. Okay, continue. This is crazy. I've never had to do this.
It's nice to just click on something and have it feed you songs, because I don't always want to think about what I want to listen to, which I guess
that's
is just the purpose
does,
of the
though,
actual radio. Yeah, but like, I've heard every song in my like songs.
That's because you don't make playlists, and that's a problem, man.
Well, the DJ's
this
gonna
is
hit
like
me
the
with
Neanderthal
new.
Way of using Spotify, like only using your like songs. Like, dude.
What do you mean? That's what you just said. That's what your shuffle's for. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but like.
What am I shuffling if not my like songs?
Like, your new playlist? Like, none
but
of the
I
songs
still have
my
to
new
go
playlist.
Out and. But, if I'm going to go out and find new songs, but if I don't know what to. If I want to listen to new music, but I don't know where to look, I'll turn to that.
Fair. Now,
sometimes it blesses
me. Spotify AI DJ just. Tried to show me new music that it thought I would like, which mm-hmm. is something it's never done. And these are songs that this is like an acoustic guitar. It's like this is an interesting, like this is definitely wrong. Which I guess is not a problem, but like, I was just kind of shocked by like how consistently I was like, this is not something I want to listen to. And again, The only reason I think it's worth mentioning is because it's Spotify's first implementation of AI, and I assume the next thing they put in is going to be far superior.
Yeah, it's going to learn a lot. Also,
I'm never going to shout out AI yet.
Hugh is deathly terrified of artificial intelligence.
No, I'm cooled with it.
You're cooled with your.
I've cooled with
cooled
it.
Off.
Definitely.
All right, that's good. It's definitely an existential threat, but not worth dwelling on.
Oh, no, man. We love James Cameron, though.
What? What does James Cameron have to do with this?
Damn. Okay, that's a reference you didn't get. We're gonna gloss over that.
Is James Cameron an AI proponent?
No, bro, he made the Terminator.
Oh. Okay.
I want to give a quick shout out to Brent Faiyaz too, because I've been bumping a lot of Brent Faiyaz recently. And Brent Faiyaz is someone who I've mentioned I really like on the radio, but I don't think I've ever like shown Brent Faiyaz enough love. Brent Faiyaz, the lane that Brent Faiyaz has carved himself in R&B has become so appealing to me recently. I used to really not like Brent Faiyaz. I used to think he kind of wrote incoherent songs that like didn't make me feel anything, but I've definitely changed my opinion on Brent Faiyaz, and maybe he's improved. But I've really liked the vibe I've been getting from Brent Faiyaz this summer. So yeah, I want to give some love to Brent Faiyaz.
Nice.
And I need to give some more love to Flume, because I've been absolutely loving like the two new Flume EPs he's dropped, which came out like at the very end of April. But they're called Arrived, Anxious, Left Bored, which is low-key such a dope title. Arrived, Anxious, Left Bored, and Things Don't Always Go Your Way. I've really been enjoying them. Just some really good Flume, man, who I think is awesome for the summer. Someone we never talk about on the radio because he doesn't really make radio music, but that's the vibe I'm really loving. We're not trying to
play radio music, man. If you want to play some Flume, say the word.
Let's throw some Flume on.
Okay.
Throw on Rushing Back. Yeah, let's end this episode with some Flume.
Okay, I'm down.
Play Rushing Back by Flume and Vera Blue. That is a really, that's like a good pop Flume song that I think you'll immediately like.
All right. Is that going to be the song we close out this week's episode with? All right. So thank y'all for listening to Music's on the Menu. Apologies about the hiatus, but we back and we're bigger and, well, we are physically bigger probably than we were when we did this last.
Yes, sir. Hashtag gym grind.
Are we better than ever before? Perhaps not. But the grind, but you know, the come up, the return. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm talking That's myself into a hole here. But anyway, what was the song called?
Wonderful Week, man. Oh, Rushing Back by Flume featuring Vera Blue.
This is that coming up next. And on CITR, thank you all for listening. Have a good week. Ciao.
Deuces.
I always let the day slip away. I should have been making up my mind. I never opened up, took it all in, and now I'm running out of time. Sometimes I dream about going back, keeping all the things I left behind. But now I know you can't change the past. Way too young to know the reason why. And it all comes rushing back, rushing back. And it all comes rushing back, rushing back. And it all comes rushing back, rushing back. And it all comes rushing back. I feel the gravity pulling me faster than it ever. dreams I dream about, going back, keeping all the things I left behind. But now I know you can't change the past. Way too young to know the reason why. And it all comes rushing back, rushing back. And it all comes rushing back, rushing back. And it all comes rushing back, rushing back. And it all comes rushing back.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open